Hello, everybody. Wednesday, April 12th, 2023. The workout of the day is Karen, and we're having it be our four time or not option for the week. Karen, for anyone who is unfamiliar with the workout, is 150 repetitions for time of a wall shot. 20-pound ball for men, 14-pound ball for women, traditionally 10-foot target for men, 9-foot target for women. You can, of course, scale and modify those things as needed. Last time we did this was November 20th, 2021. If you want to go back and check your time on that. And we also have a partner version today as well. Don't ever let it be said that I program what I enjoy. That is not the case on any workout, period, end of story. I program what is effective and the emotion is taken out of it. But man, this is probably one of my least favorite workouts. And some people love this workout, but not me. This is a stinger. And let's think about how we've gone below parallel and overhead recently. So 150 reps going below parallel today with a 20 or 14 pound medicine ball. Last week, 30 reps below parallel with a 135 barbell on that kind of squat clean gray sort of a deal. Seven heavy singles on the overhead squat, quite different there as well. Previous to that, going back 2 weeks, the heavy front squats with the 185 and 135. So we've had a lot of variance here. Now we're getting a lighter weight with a big chunk of work, 150 reps. And there's a huge, not only leg strength and stamina component, the shoulders burn as well. There's a big metabolic hit. You've got the dynamic aspect of throwing the ball and then receiving it. Karen's a beautiful, brutal workout. Beautiful and brutal at the same time. And I would say, if you walked up and you grabbed the wall ball, could you do 20 to 25 reps unbroken? If that's all that you had to do, right? If that's the case, you know, then you're probably in a good capacity to handle the prescribed loading and, you know, make a decision about the volume and whatnot, but the loading is probably good for you. And I'm not saying you should start out with a set of 25 reps. Some people certainly will, but a lot of people will do sets of 10 to get there, sets of 5. They'll chop it up in other various ways. Some people just do a set of 50, 40, 30, 20, 10 because they're monsters with the wall ball. So whatever works for you, there's 100 different strategies, but make sure that that loading and that rep range is appropriate for where you are on your fitness journey. The wild card option cuts you off at a certain time. It's just a 9-minute AMRAP of wall ball shots. And that's kind of nice because if you think, yeah, I need to get better at this and the loading is okay for me, but I might run a little bit long in the time, then you know that at 9 minutes you're done. And that can be a great metric if you come back later on to see how many more reps do you get in that same period of time. The scaled option is the same deal. It's a 9-minute AMRAP, but now we're lowering the weight down to a 14-pound ball for men, 10 for women. And you can, of course, lower the height of the target as well, which is very frequently done. Limited equipment crew, they don't have a wall ball, so they're going to do a series of air squats and then some single arm dumbbell thrusters. Now the video showing the movement shows dumbbell thrusters with a dumbbell in each arm, but for the limited equipment workout, it is just a single arm thruster. So you only need one dumbbell and you're just going to have one dumbbell and whatever the working arm happens to be. And I've done that workout a couple times before and it gets it done. So enjoy the workout. Enjoy Karen. For most of us, tomorrow it's a rest day. I encourage you to take it, and I will see you soon.